Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Let's Chat. It's so crazy that I'm saying that since I have not recorded an episode for real in such a long time. So let me introduce myself. Hi guys, I'm Jen. I am the host of Let's Chat podcast. For those of you who listen to me, thank you. For those who dipped and bounced, I don't even blame y'all. For real. I really don't. But I'm back and I have a lot of shit to say. So if you're interested, stay tuned. So it's been a while since I have recorded and posted. I have been recording, but I've never posted. And I struggled because I had so much going on in my life. And the hard thing about being a content creator is transparency, vulnerability, and just downright honesty sometimes. And it's a hard pickle because I started this podcast at the start of the pandemic, 2020. And it was my vehicle of just expressing myself and connecting with people in ways that, I was unable to do so. And I've always had this affinity of just sharing and talking. Before my podcast, I had a blog, which was doing really well. And then I stopped. And I started this podcast and I started getting listenership and views and life started lifing and I stopped. And I got to the point where I realized I was censoring myself because if I'm just going to be honest, I had a lot going on and I didn't feel comfortable sharing. And it's not I didn't feel comfortable sharing because I think I have a lot of content that is relatable to people and people have gone through. Like, I know I am not the first person ever to experience all the things I have experienced, good and bad. However, I have started to really go into my shell and be really sensitive about the things that I share. And that never used to be me. I used to be super outgoing, super talkative, and just life. Life, disappointment, people talking shit, people judging. All of this stuff has made me become a little bit more reserved, a little bit more cautious of what I say and who I say it to, because I just realized people like to talk, especially when they don't know you. They like to talk, they like to form an opinion because it feeds the narrative that they have of you and it makes them feel better, right? Instead of actually getting to know the person and being like, you know what, like this person's actually really cool. But that's besides the point. So I started to feel like I really couldn't share what was going on in my life at the time because I've not had the greatest history when it comes to relationships. I mean, listen, I'm a monogamous type of girl. I have been in 3 serious relationships in my life. College, after college, and after college. I won't even give them a name because it's not even that deep. But that's it. So when I share, everybody knows who and what I'm talking about. Not everybody, but like people who listen to my podcast, they'll be like, oh, I know she's talking about such and such. Or I know she's referencing this. And sometimes that could be a little bit jarring because I actually care. But if I really don't give a fuck, oh my goodness, I probably would not have stopped recording, if I'm just going to be honest. Layer that with being Nigerian, that's another level of hold your mouth, don't share, don't bring shame, don't embarrass, don't do all of these things that are frowned upon. But life is life. Like, people experience real shit. And the way that we grow is through sharing our experiences, good or bad. Like, I'm not perfect whatsoever. I realized that my mistakes when it came to relationships was staying too long, okay? Staying too long when it no longer served me. And I know 100% that so many people can resonate with that and probably are resonating with that right now in their own relationships / marriages. You know what I mean? Or situationships. You stay too long and it's no longer serving you. And so because of that, and because of some of the decisions I made, and some of these things are literally outside of my scope because you can't control people, you can't control outcomes. It was that judgment of being like, look at what happened, and being, you know, someone's conversation in the bed or conversation, you know, when they're talking to their friends. And I just didn't want to be the topic of conversation. But it's so funny because I always find a way to be a topic of conversation, even when I'm trying not to. So I literally was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Excuse my French, but I am going to live my life and I'm going to live it unapologetically. Because at the end of the day, you are not here. You aren't paying my bills. You aren't holding my hand through this thing called life. You aren't consoling me. You aren't confiding in me. You aren't paying any of my bills. You aren't checking in on me. You don't give a fuck. So your opinion, I'm so sorry for those who are listening who don't really care. It doesn't matter. And I realized once I literally got my head around that, I decided that I have every opportunity in this goddamn world to share what the hell I have to say. And anybody who doesn't like it, I'm so sorry for you. I'm so sorry for you that it bothers you. I'm so sorry for you because at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I want to do because it's my life and I have to make my choices. And of course, I'm going to be respectful. Of course, I'm not going to say anything that's going to, you know, make me or anybody really feel some type of way. Or maybe it does. I have no clue. I won't know until until this thing goes live. But I just wanted to just have a little venting session because I realized I was censoring myself because I was so wrapped up in what other people would say. And at the end of the day, other people aren't here living life with me. They aren't here talking to me. They aren't here giving me advice. They're definitely not paying my bills. Because if you are, shit, you have every opportunity to have your two cents shared and considered. But because all of that's not happening, I just decided that I'm no longer going to mute myself. I'm not. I have a voice. I have something to say, and y'all really enjoyed listening to the shit that I had to say, and I appreciate y'all 100% because during the pandemic and the lockdown in the UK, it was absolutely 100% a mental battle, not seeing friends, not seeing family, and going through the shit that I was going through. It was definitely an outlet, and I felt so good connecting with people virtually. And I want to give a huge shout out to my friend Tolu, who is the host of Sonder podcast, because I listened to his podcast and I literally, like, within 10 minutes had a conversation with him to get the details of how to start my own podcast, and I did. And if it wasn't for having that conversation with him, and I just this would not be here. This wouldn't be happening. You guys would not have heard my voice. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you, Tolu, so much. You're definitely coming back on the podcast again, FYI. So be prepared. But yeah, I just decided that enough was enough. I have a lot to share. So anyways, that's kind of the backstory of why I decided to not record. But I have so much shit to get off my chest, y'all. Like, it's the amount of content and topics and real life scenarios that I have for y'all. Let's just say I have content for days. Days. And I'm just ready to talk. Like, I'm ready to chat. I'm ready to share my opinion on certain things and kind of give you guys a little introspection on what's going on with me and what's going on in my life. And I'm really excited. I'm nervous as fuck. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm super nervous, but I am so excited because the one thing I told myself this year is that I'm going to be true to myself. 100%. Even if it ruffles feathers, even if it makes other people feel uncomfortable, I am going to show up 100% authentically myself. I'm awkward as fuck. I'm quirky. I talk a lot. I sometimes overshare. I'm really friendly. I'm really personable. I really care about people, especially the ones that I love. I'm really outgoing. I have a really interesting sense of humor. I love the outdoors. I love being around a small group of people that I actually like. And I like to have fun and try new things and travel and explore and see new places. And I love doing that with someone that I love. And I love my daughter. And I love being a mom. Honestly, sometimes. But I just love that there's so many different aspects of me. And depending on who you are, you get to see all of that. And sometimes you only get to see a different version of that. But I told myself I'm going to show up 100% authentically myself. And I'm not going to deny myself of that anymore. I don't give a fuck what people think about me anymore. I am at the big old age of 33. And I don't live for other people. I live for myself. So for those of you who are listening and are in this phase where, you know, you're really conscious of who you are and what you're doing and how people will perceive you or whatever the fuck is going on in your life, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. That breakup does not define you. That job doesn't define you. What you do, who you know, it doesn't define you. These are all things that happen. These are all people you know, but they're not you. They are an aspect of you in your life. So that's just for y'all who probably needed that. Live your life. Live it boldly. Live it loudly. And live it unapologetically. Because we only have one life to live. Okay? So, I know you're not here for the life motivation. I mean, I could do that too. But I know y'all here for the tea. So, where do I start? Okay, I can't give y'all everything in one episode because what's the point of coming back? So I am going to talk about a headline that is in the papers right now and all over social media. And it's really something that I've talked to my friends about. It's not something that I naturally experienced 100%, but I think a lot of women can relate to this in some aspect. And I think a lot of women, if you had a friend like this, how, what's the word? how annoying, aggravating this could be. And for those of you who have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson debacle and fuckery and foolery of a relationship. Now, I don't know what side you stand on. I have never personally been a fan of this relationship. I'm just going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it a buck. I think their daughter is absolutely gorgeous. However, how they started the relationship, I've not been a fan. See, I'm not a person who likes to interrupt other people's relationships. Never been that girl. Don't want to start at all. I don't care how tall, how good looking he is, how much money he got, whatever, whatever, whatever. I always consider and think in the back of my head, if you have a girl and you are entertaining me, if I become your girl, you are going to entertain somebody else. That's just 100%. Now, there's one thing of having absolutely no clue and being deceived. Now, if you're being deceived, that's not your fault. You know what I'm saying? Because deception was taking place and you had no idea. But if you willingly know that someone is dealing with someone or talking to someone and you enter that relationship, whatever happens, sis, you just gotta roll with it. So the reason why I mentioned that is because Tristan Thompson, who is a basketball player who never gets talked about, his stats, his record. I mean, I think we all forget that he actually plays basketball. I've never seen him play, honestly. But Tristan Thompson was dating, and allegedly engaged to his ex-fiance, Jordan Craig, at the time. And she was heavily pregnant. Or she was pregnant when him and Khloe got together and got in a relationship. Khloe knew that he was having a baby who was a couple of months, you know, from being delivered. And she carried on in the relationship. And funny enough, court documents came out that the stress of everything that was going on between Khloe and Tristan with that new relationship almost harmed Jordan and his first child, Prince, which was a baby boy. So I have lost all respect for that relationship off top, just off the jump. Like, I can't respect it. This woman who is carrying this man's child and was allegedly engaged to him, he has now decided to break that off and enter a relationship with you. And you know this, and you're acting. And she was doing a lot of taunting. She was doing a lot of subtle, shady shit on Instagram. And that's why when some of these things that are happening, I don't feel bad for her, because you did not care about another woman at the time and what she was going through and the sensitivity of everything, and knowing that this woman was committed to a man and she was bringing his child and he was so easy to just dump and replace her. That's really heartbreaking. And as a woman, having no compassion and not caring and only considering yourself and thinking that you're the prize, when he does the same thing to you, which he has done multiple times, I know Jordan is laughing, and I know that she is 100% feeling validated in her response. And it's so funny because Khloe fucked over two Jordans. Jordan, the ex-fiance, the mother of his first child, and Jordan Woods, who was Kylie's best friend at the time. But we'll get to that later. So Khloe entered a relationship with a man who was expecting a child, and had no qualms about it. She thought she was a prize, and she was pushing this narrative of really wanting to have a child and wanting to have a son at that. And I thought it was so interesting because he already has a son. So you're telling me that you're in competition spirit with a woman who's not in competition with you. And that showed me how nefarious and malicious that her heart was. But she ended up getting pregnant and having her daughter True. And lo and behold, good old third trimester Tristan ended up cheating on Chloe, doing the exact same thing that he did to Jordan with her, not too long around the time of she was about to give birth. And it's so funny because men who do things like that normally have a pattern. And I'm not saying that every man who does wrong is a habitual wrongdoer. So I can't say if a man cheats, he's a habitual cheater. But there are patterns, right? And there are things that are indicators that tell you this guy's moral compass is very low. And the minute that Chloe got cheated on by Tristan publicly, which probably made her go into labor a lot quicker than she was expecting, a lot of us thought she would cut him off right then and there. But no, not Chloe. She's the prize, remember? She is the prize. Sorry, I just took a drink, guys. She is the prize. So she decided to forgive for the sake of her daughter. And Chloe uses her daughter as an excuse to sweep and bypass very disrespectful behavior, which unfortunately is teaching her daughter absolutely nothing other than you stay, you get disrespected, but you have a man by your side, maybe. Well, you have the shell of a man. You don't have him. You have his shell. You have his presence, maybe, but you don't have him. And as a woman who's raising a young girl, I have a daughter. I would not want to teach my daughter that a presence of a man is good enough. No. I don't want a shell of a person. I want you. I want your heart. I want your commitment. I want your honesty. I want your love. I want your respect. I want all of those things because that's what I'm giving. I don't want your presence if you are not giving me all those other things. You can go. I'm happy on my own. My presence is okay. You know, when they say I can do bad all by myself, that's exactly what that means. I don't need a body here if I can't even enjoy that body. I can't enjoy you as a person because you're disrespecting me. Anyways, Chloe thought that that was okay. So she carried on. She forgave him. She did this whole hoopla of, he's changing, he's thought about it, he's realized, blah, 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 blah. Only to come and find out that at a party that she was not invited to, he ended up making a move on Jordan Woods, Kylie's best friend at the time. Now, because of the media machine that the Kardashians have, they decided to try to assassinate Jordan Woods' character. And I mean, these are grown-ass women who were doing the most. They convoluted. They did everything to bully this girl. Thankfully, they didn't understand that Jordan also had a machine behind her called the Smits family. And Will and Jada were not here for the shits. And I'm so glad that they backed her. But one thing I realized was that they publicly went for the woman and quietly scolded, if that, Tristan. And that's a lesson for y'all ladies out here. Coming to another woman as a woman is fucking stupid. It has happened to me And I'm just going to say, you look foolish. You look 100% foolish. The issue is not with me, ma'am. And the issue is never with the other woman. The issue is with the man. But a lot of women don't know how to take that and tell the man. Because at the end of the day, and let's be honest, most of these women will still want the man after all that. That's why they don't give him the energy. They don't give him the energy. They're going to give the other woman the energy that is deserving to the man. But because they know they're going to take him back, they can't go so hard. So all the anger and all the resentment and all the hurt, they put it on the other woman because they know they are going to take this man back. So women who know in their head, if your dude is doing you wrong, handle it with him. And if you aren't going to tell him about himself, let him cheat in peace. Save that frustration and hurt and anger for your diary, for brunch with the girls, for your mama, for your daddy, whoever you talk to, your therapist, the gym, food, whatever you do to console yourself, put all that energy into that. Leave the other woman alone. Okay? Save it for your man or your alleged man. Okay? So, they did all that to Jordan. And I'm so glad because it freed Jordan. It freed her from being under someone else's foot. She has grown, thrived, glowed up, and is in a loving, healthy, respectful relationship. And Chloe is still dealing with a man who is still disrespecting her, humiliating her publicly, for the sake of their daughter. As if this man does not have a child somewhere else. But, you know, she has a national or nationwide platform in where she can spin her narrative. So she did all of that only for us to realize that she took him back. And they're building and he's such a better man and he's on there with a different voice and just playing up to the cameras. Like, this man is not legit at all, because several women had came out who look absolutely nothing like Chloe to say that he cheated, and some of it was true and some of it was false. And what we have seen is Chloe transforming herself, and some of it maybe because she doesn't feel confident. Others might be because her man is literally choosing everybody but her. So that must be, I don't even know how she feels. But as I said, she has decided and chose that she's going to stick by her man despite whatever the fuck is going on. So she has allowed this man to continually disrespect her, and she threw him this lavish birthday party, declared that he was her best friend, and that their love was something that nobody would ever understand. Okay, sis. Only to come and find out that not long to after that, he had went to Houston, hit up his side piece, had sex with her, impregnated her, and then silently was asking her to get an abortion. And the minute that she decided, listen, you're going to take care of your child, he tried to silently contest it. Obviously, got out. The baby is here. And Tristan Thompson is now a father of three to three different women. Chloe, who was rocking an engagement ring, allegedly, who had proclaimed on her show after several years of him cheating and disrespecting her, that he has now reformed, has now changed, built a house for the both of them, only to be disrespected in this way. Now, the icing on the cake was this whole time she wanted to have a second child. And he was, oh, yeah. True needs a sibling. Yeah. Because the nigga knew, he knew he was not going to be there. Chloe ate it up. And they're now expecting a second child who's allegedly here. So he's now a father of four. And the dude is in Greece with another woman. Ladies, let this be a cautionary tale. When a man shows you who he is, believe him. It's hard, I understand. You listen about the potential. You do everything possible to see the good in somebody. And yeah, they might tell you, oh, I've changed and I've done this and I've done that. But actions speak louder than words. And when a man shows you he doesn't like you, he doesn't love you, and he doesn't respect you, move the fuck on. A man should never tell you more than once that you are not the one. Because then that means that you have then trained this man to disrespect you, because he knows that you're going to be there at the end of the day. Yeah. Okay. I can have sex with this woman and I can put my attention to this woman and I can spend my money here, but I know she's always going to be there. And if you're that woman who's always going to be there, honey, pick your self-esteem up and love yourself. Never be an option for a man. And I'm talking about the option where he has gone down the list and he then calls you. And you are just so happy to hear from him. So happy to reach out to him. That does absolutely nothing for you. And everything for him. Go ahead. Stroke his ego. Because that's all you're stroking. The ego. Is he with you? Is he taking care of you? Is he loving you? Is he doing all the things that you want from a relationship? If the answer is no, stop. It doesn't serve you. At all. Chloe needs to leave Tristan alone. At the end of the day, you are the prize. He's not the prize. But you're treating him like the prize. And he's treating you like an option. Like a consolation prize. I'll get to it when I get to it. As a woman, never be in that position. When it's time to go, it's time to go. You can love somebody from afar and realize you're not for me. And leave yourself room so you can attract the love that you require and need. Don't hold on to something that has died years ago with disrespect and unloyalty and humiliation. Why still hold on to that? Because you have a child by him? What are you teaching your children? Stay with the man who doesn't love you. Because it's better to have no man. No. Find a man. Actually, love yourself first. Deal with all those pain and traumas that makes you want to stay in a situation like this. Confront those emotions and feelings. And then find somebody who will love you wholeheartedly and give you everything that you need. Don't be like, what, a buzzard, you know? They see a dead rodent and then that's when they come. Don't be like that. Don't settle for scraps. Because that humiliation, we all see it. And we all talk and we all laugh and we all thank God. Thank God that's not me. Oh, I'm not that stupid. Oh, I hope I'm not that stupid. Don't be that person. Ever. When I had a relationship that was heading in a way that I was like, nah, I can't deal with this. Despite it being as hard as it was, because I was like, oh, what are people going to think? And fuck that. My peace over everything. My sanity over everything. What I know I can give and provide in a relationship over every and anything. I am not going to sit and be in a situation for family, for the sake of family. Fuck that. I make my own family. And I can add somebody who will actually want to be a part of my family. Not someone who's there just to be there. You never want to be with someone who doesn't even want to be there. You feel that energy. Your children feel that energy. So, I hope Chloe gets it together. It's an absolute shame that she has now two children with this man, who is not a man, but a grown-ass boy. Who has publicly humiliated her, who has changed her from being a very outgoing person to a very fragile, insecure, image-conscious person. It's a shame that the power that people can yield over you if you give it to them. Love is powerful. Love in the right way is an amazing thing. The things you can build, the castles that can be formed, the growth that can happen. But toxic love can break you in ways that you have never imagined. And I would never want that for women. And if women are going through that right now, you deserve more. And I hope you believe that. And I hope you can get yourself out of situations that no longer suit and benefit you. Fuck history. Fuck years. Fuck time. Even the children. That has nothing to do with being in a healthy, loving, committed, mutual relationship. And so, thank you guys for listening to this episode. I am so happy to be back. As I go throughout the many more episodes, I will continue to drop tea on what's been going on in my life. But until then, take care, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.